strikes fear into the hearts of the war room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
By the way, do you think it was a gun-free zone? Oh, yes, it was. It was a Democrat gun-free zone where Secret Service was robbed at gunpoint. Those gun-free zones, those pesky gun-free zones seem to have the most gun crime. If only the liberals could learn. And then the crew asked me in the break, do you think if the concerned local citizen that beat up and detained the illegal alien child rapist, do you think if that individual was white, that they wouldn't be facing prison time, you know, like a Daniel Penny situation? You know, it sounds crazy, but probably. But luckily for that local hero, not white. So that local hero doesn't have to deal with the Democrats trying to put him in jail for stopping a criminal. But yeah, I wouldn't put it past him if it was a whitey. But everything is racism. Everything is racism when you're a Democrat. And when you're a black Democrat, that means give me free stuff right now. Give me free money. And so here is the mayor of Chicago. All Chicago's problems are from racism, and the solution is for black people in Chicago to get free money from white people. That will solve everything. Here he is explaining it, clip 8.
Chicago still bears the scars of systemic racism and injustices that have been inflicted on our communities. We've seen them in highways that cut through black neighborhoods, and the industries, of course, that flock to these neighborhoods, often contributing to increased pollution and poor health outcomes. We see it in the trauma, of course, that is caused by gun violence. But we also saw it firsthand with the gross disinvestment that was intentional by previous administrations. And so beautiful neighborhoods like mine, the Austin neighborhood, has seen many health disparities. The lack of nutritious food, the lack of employment opportunities.
She's wearing a crown.
The disinvestment in our communities have been
Slay Queen.
Intentional. And of course, that's why it's imperative that it is now the time to deliver good on reparations for people of Chicago, particularly black people of the city of Chicago. Because even as I stand here today as mayor, the legacy of slavery and the aftermath still echoes today. We saw it when previous administrations sold off public assets. We saw the harm when previous administrations closed black schools and they shut down public housing, when they raided the pensions, these anti-black, anti-business endeavors that have caused tremendous harm and pain. But it's a new day. In fact, we are standing on the shoulders of one of the great leaders of this city, Dorothy Tillman, who laid the foundation and the groundwork to ignite a movement for reparations.
There it is.
It was Dorothy Tillman that introduced me to Dr. Claude Anderson, Black Labor, White Wealth. And it is why my administration is committed to driving reparations home. And we're going to invest $500,000 into the study of restoration and reparations for the city of Chicago so that we can begin to move in the direction of complete liberation. And that's why, with the help and the support of the Black Caucus, we have a brand new Office of Reentry, added $5 million to make sure that the formerly incarcerated find jobs and housing and counseling and the full support that they need.
So that's $5.5 million for non-whites, but they still need more reparations. And they want, and he says, for full liberation, as he's going to make you reliant on other people's money. Interesting. And by the way, black Democrats have been running Chicago for decades. They run the education department. So why are they complaining about education in Chicago when black Democrats run it? Head of Chicago's teachers union tells radio hosts conservatives do not want black children to read. Wow, it's part of the oath they take to be right-wing. Do you guys remember taking that oath? I didn't know you had to take an oath that said you don't want black children to read. This is a black woman, Stacey Gates Davis, who runs the Chicago Teachers Union. So if there's anyone responsible for black kids not reading in Chicago, it's you, a black woman. There's no whiteys running it. It's black Democrats. You know what? I've discovered the problem. It's Democrats.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up. And they smash the bones and guts of the fish. And it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
It's a beacon for patriots worldwide. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
And the more you dig into these issues, the more you realize it's the same party responsible for all of them. Democrats, and they always complain about the things that they're in control of. I mean, isn't it amazing? They always complain about the things that they're in control of. Democrats, it's a political phenomenon that I hope I don't have to endure for my entire life. I hope maybe one or two more election cycles and we can finally just, that'll be it for the Democrat Party. Long overdue for retirement, if you catch my drift. And it's now clear what they want out of this Trump conviction in New York. It's so that they can run ads like this leading up to the election. This is the latest Democrat Joe Biden ad. And yeah, you get it pretty loud and clear in clip one.
In the courtroom, we see Donald Trump for who he is. He's been convicted of 34 felonies, found liable for sexual assault, and he committed financial fraud. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's been working, lowering health care costs and making big corporations pay their fair share. This election is between a convicted criminal who's only out for himself and a president who's fighting for your family.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
So, I mean, they've spent so much money on this guy. Can they really just remove him? This is such a crazy election cycle because we could be looking at a situation where Trump is in prison, having to run from prison, or who knows, maybe the Republicans try to replace Trump, and then the Democrats remove or replace Biden too, or Biden is running from an iron lung. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. But as we are now just 9 days away from the presidential debates, let's remember now there were supposed to be three presidential debates in 2020. The Biden campaign canceled the final two because the first one was such a disaster. But let's not forget what it was like. As they all are. The media is against Trump. The hosts are against Trump. The ads are against Trump. The audience, they plant Democrats in there against Trump. They don't let Trump talk. But let's remember this moment with the loser Chris Wallace tried to go independent, failed miserably. They tried to start up a new CNN app with him, failed miserably. Now he's a nothing, a nobody. And so when Trump is trying to talk about the Biden crime family corruption and the Hunter Biden laptop, they cut off his mic. Chris Wallace interrupts. Biden denies it. So now that we're 4 years removed from this, it hits differently. With 9 days to go till the next presidential debate, here it is, clip five.
Deficit
China
with
ate
Mexico.
Your lunch. That
all right,
8%. China ate your lunch, Joe. And no wonder your son goes in and he takes out billions of dollars takes out billions of dollars to manage. He makes millions of dollars. And also,
Simply, why is it,
just out of curiosity, the mayor of Moscow's wife gave your son $3.5 million. What did he do to deserve it? What did he do to deserve $183,000?
None of that is true.
Mr. President, please totally discredit it.
And by the way,
he didn't get three and a half million dollars, Joe?
Mr. Vice President,
he got $3.5 million.
That is not true.
Oh, really?
Mr. No. President, it's an open discussion. Please.
It's a fact.
Well, you have raised an issue. Let the Vice President answer.
Discredited.
Did Burisma pay him $183,000 a month with no experience in energy?
Mr. President,
my son did nothing wrong at Burisma.
I think he did.
Mr. President, let him answer.
He doesn't want to let me answer because he knows I have the truth. His position has been totally, thoroughly discredited.
By who? In Ukraine. The media.
By everybody. Well, by the media, by our allies, by the World Bank, by everyone has discredited. Matter of fact, even the people who testified under oath.
So let me ask you this, go ahead.
Mr. President, I'm listening to you.
He got $3.5 million from Moscow.
He testified under oath in his administration, said, I did my job and I did it very well.
I did it honorably. I'd like to know who they are.
I'll give you the list of the people who testified.
Go ahead, sir.
Sure, you've already fired most of them because they did a good job.
Some people don't do a good job. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. You get the final word, Mr.
Well, it's hard to get any word in with this clown. Excuse me.
Hey, let me just say to you.
No, Mr. President.
$3.5 million, Joe.
That is simply not
true. Why did he deserve $3.5 million from Moscow?
Look, here's the deal. We want to talk about families and ethics. I don't want to do that. I mean, his family, we could talk about all night. His family lost a fortune by coming down and helping us with government.
And that's such a great thing, Mr. President. This is not about my family or his family.
It's about your family.
The American people.
That's not true. It doesn't want to talk about what you need. You, the American people. It's about you. That's what we're talking about.
All right, that's the end of the segment. We're moving on.
He didn't take them. Vice President, no.
Can I be honest? It's a very important
try
question.
He stood up.
The answer to the question is no.
Ukraine.
Sir, with a billion dollars, you know what? You're not true.
You're going to have.
Gentlemen. I hate to raise my voice, but it seems to be. Why shouldn't I be different than the two of you? So here's the deal.
Because you're the moderator, punk.
Six segments. We have ended that segment. We're going to go to the next segment. In that segment, you each are going to have two uninterrupted moments. In those two interrupted minutes, Mr. President, you can say anything you want. I'm going to ask a question about race, but if you want to answer about something else, go ahead. But I think that the country would be better served
without you
if we allowed both
moderating.
People to speak with fewer interruptions.
I'm appealing to you, sir, to do that.
Well, and him, too.
Well, frankly, you've been doing more interrupting
than he
has.
Well, that's all right, but he does plenty.
Well, less than, sir, less than,
plenty.
No, less than you have.
Chris Wallace, what a punk. Thinks it's all about him. An arrogant punk. But, okay, why do we revisit that? Everything Joe Biden denied in that clip has now been proven entirely true. The Hunter Biden laptop, the millions of dollars flowing in through Joe's rat holes of Hunter and James, all of it proven true. And he sits there and says, the media said it's not true. The intelligence agency said it's not true. Everybody knows it's not true. Well, now we've actually seen the bank records. We've seen the emails. We've even heard voice recordings of phone calls. All of it was true. This should be the end of Joe Biden. He's a stone cold liar. He sat right there and lied to the American people, and Chris Wallace let him do it, and then interrupted Donald Trump when he was trying to get the truth out. This should be it for Joe Biden. And maybe it is. Maybe they'll run him again. It doesn't matter. It should be it for him anyway. Now, some other political news here, and then we're going to open up the phone lines the rest of the way. Top congressional Democrats approve massive weapons package for Israel. This is going to hurt them politically. I don't see the anti-Israel left, and even though I mean it might be a small fraction of the left, it might be a big fraction, but it's enough to hurt their chances politically. So for the Democrats going all in on Israel here, definitely hurts. But they'll just try to muffle this. But they'll see it. The anti-Israel left will see it. Two key Democrats approved the sale of U.S. weapons, including F-15 fighter jets, to Israel after months of inaction on the arms transfer that comes amid the deadly war in Gaza. Yeah, deadly for one side, although Israel did, I think, 8 Israeli soldiers were killed yesterday. Democrat Gregory Meeks, Democrat Ben Cardin, signed off on an $18 billion package to Israel that includes 50 fighter jets. $18 billion more for Israel. What more do they need? What more does Israel possibly need? What do they need 50 fighter jets for? What do they need billions of dollars for? They're doing whatever the hell they want in the Gaza Strip with almost no resistance. I think there have been like 15 Israeli soldiers killed since the incursion compared to some 30, 40,000 Palestinians. What do they need more jets for? What do they need more aid for? Why do they continue to need billions of dollars from us? So Israel's gotten about $80 billion from us since October 7th. Ukraine has gotten about $250 billion from us since Biden took office. And they got more coming. Vice President Kamala Harris announces $1.5 billion aid package for Ukrainian infrastructure. Infrastructure. So the infrastructure that the Russians have destroyed, we're paying to rebuild. It's not even a loan. Just free money. Who's going to go in there and rebuild it? Is it going to be BlackRock? Who gets that deal? Who's getting this deal? Kamala Harris, $1.5 billion aid for their infrastructure. So you know you're paying the salaries of Ukrainian government officials, you're paying the salaries of the Ukrainian military, and you're paying for the cleanup job and the infrastructure job that Russia has blown up. You're paying for that. Your cities are falling apart, doesn't matter. You want nothing to do with Russia or Ukraine or Israel or Palestine, doesn't matter. They are getting your money. So keep working. As your cost of living goes up, your taxes go up, keep working because Israel and Ukraine needs that money. Russian President Vladimir Putin makes rare visit to North Korea. That was happening today. It'll also be happening tomorrow. China's menacing nuclear-armed humpback submarine surfaces near Taiwan as Xi ramps up nuclear arsenal at blistering pace. Strategically speaking, it would make the most sense for us to be involved in Taiwan and maybe Hong Kong. If you want to get into geopolitics and where we should be supporting, it would be Hong Kong, it would be Taiwan. And certainly they're going to get some money from us, but it's not going to matter. We're spread too thin, and the Biden administration has no teeth. So, but instead we're all in on Ukraine, which will give us nothing in return. We're all in on Israel, which will give us what in return? And meanwhile, your cost of living goes up and your infrastructure goes down. And your military suffers as well. You have no border. But don't worry. Don't worry. There'll be plenty of money for Ukraine and Israel. Do not worry. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. All right, we got some other economic news, and then I'm going to give out the phone numbers. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com. That's how everything we do here is made possible. And we've got great supplements like DNA Force Plus, a one-of-a-kind proprietary blend that we have. It's really the elite flagship supplement of InfoWarsStore.com. It's all about telomere health. It's all about cellular energy. And it is 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with the CoQ10 and the PQQ. All in one system of delivery. I take 2 DNA Force Plus every morning. I take 2 DNA Force Plus every night. You can go read the reviews for yourself. There's so many positive outcomes from people getting on DNA Force Plus as part of their regular supplement routine for telomere support and cellular energy and go find out what's in the Cellular Engine Boost blend, a proprietary blend, the Herbal Bioavailability blend, DNA Force Plus, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That 40% off is part of the Super Summer Kickoff Sale with 40% off top-selling, top-rated products like Bodies, Ultimate Fish Oil, Nitric Boost, and VasoBeat Complete for your cardiovascular health, Vitamin B12, Ultra 12 Liquid Tincture, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, the Ultimate Nootropic for mental energy and clarity, Survival Shield X3, Nascent Tri-Iodine. It's all 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, part of the Summer Kickoff Sale. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I hope you will be as well. Okay, and at that, I will give out the phone number. I'll cover some of this other news, and we'll take calls the rest of the way. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Anything we've discussed so far today is fair game, and the number is on the screen for you now. So anything we've discussed is fair game. I'll cover some other news, and we'll start taking calls here in the third hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. All right, some financial news. But first, are they just going to blame COVID forever? It's like we have these forever blame games. Oh, blame everything on slavery. Blame everything on the Holocaust. It's just like, well, when do we ever move on, or do we just constantly blame that for everything? So now it's COVID. So now COVID is the thing that's going to stay around forever, and we're just going to blame it on – everything is just blamed on COVID now forever. We can never move on. And so here's Yellen blaming inflation on COVID, clip 9.
Voters say they trust Donald Trump with the economy more than Joe Biden. What's going on?
What's going on?
Well, I think the pandemic was a profoundly difficult time. But in the years leading up to the pandemic, Americans were really, many of them, working class families just struggling with things like health care costs, the cost of energy, education costs, child care costs. And so they really feel the cost of living, housing is particularly unaffordable in so many parts of the country.
No, but it's the greatest economy ever.
I think the inflation that we experienced after the pandemic just compounded feeling for them that life isn't affordable. So it is the Biden administration's top priority.
Mm. It's their top priority, but except it's Ukraine that's their top priority, or it's Donald Trump in prison that's their top priority, or it's imprisoning all of Trump's supporters that's their top priority. Oh, no, it's the economy is their top priority. Really, how's that going? Nobody trusts Biden with the economy. And they have this game of having their cake and eating it, too. So they tell you it's the greatest economy ever, thanks to Joe Biden. But then when they're pressed on the issue and they say, but the cost of living is up, and the average American voter says that they trust Trump with the economy more than Biden. Why is that? Well, that's because of COVID and inflation because of the pandemic. But you said the economy was the greatest ever under Biden and Americans don't buy it. Well, they're just confused because of COVID and the pandemic. They just don't know any better. But there is no inflation, but it's at an all-time high. And now we're about to cross a threshold where the biggest payment that our government is making is in interest. So first off, you have the U.S. budget deficit to reach $1.9 trillion in 2004. Joe Biden said he cut the deficit. That was an outright lie. So we're about to go to $2 trillion in deficit. So no, he didn't cut it. He lied about that. And now you have the annualized interest, which is about to be the number one expense of our government. Wall Street Silver breaking it down. By the way, also, what is Janet Yellen? Again, are these aliens? I mean, that is a freak. Where do they get these freaks? Seriously, where do they get these rodent-like creatures? That is an absolute freak show. All right. Wall Street Silver. The interest on the debt for May in 2024 was $103 billion. Debt will grow another $2 trillion or more in the next 12 months. We are already on pace for over $1.2 trillion in annualized payments on the debt. It's annualized payments on debt, $1.2 trillion. Folks, this I don't know how this survives. Within the next few years, interest on debt will exceed Social Security payments and become the largest item in the budget. Interest. Now, you can pretty much thank every member of Congress and every president in modern history for this deal. No doubt about that. Republicans, Democrats, doesn't make a difference. They're all responsible for this. How does this survive? Especially if they cut off your energy. It doesn't. It's not supposed to survive. The whole thing is supposed to collapse, and then they bring in the central bank digital currency on a global scale, and you can only access it if you have a good ESG score. Now, you do notice Biden says he cut the deficit and the spending, but notice what happened right after Biden gets into office. I mean, guys, it's a joke. The line shoots straight up. As soon as Biden gets into office, it shoots straight up. And they blame it on Trump. So that right there is, that line going straight up is literally right after Biden gets elected. And he says he cut spending and cut the deficit. So now again, I'm not sitting here blaming Biden for everything. He doesn't even know what's going on half the time. Or all the time. But for him to say he's cut deficit spending and cut the debt, it's just such an outright lie. It's a joke. So that's what it takes to be a Democrat. You got to be gullible. You got to be stupid. You got to be blind. You got to be deaf. And you have to be just an outright liar yourself. You have to choose to be the bad guy. That's where we're at. This is a horrific number. 171,300 patients traveled out of state for abortions in 2023. Out-of-state care accounted for more than 15% of the estimated 1 million clinician-provided abortion procedures between 2023 and March of this year. 1 million. 1 million abortions. Who do you think is killing their kids? Who do you think is having abortions? Well, if you look at the political phenomenon, it's liberals. It's leftists. It's Democrats. They're the ones that care about abortion so much. And I guess they figure, I mean, how many abortions can you have in a year, really? I mean, seriously, how many abortions do you think you could have in a year? Like three max? I don't know. Crew saying maybe four. Point is, these are probably, they probably figure that there's about 500,000 women that will vote on that single issue, guaranteed on abortion because they have abortions. Now, that's not a very big number, but they might figure that's enough to sway an election, and that's why they go all in on the abortion issue. But politics aside, this is what I'm saying. How do the liberals sit here on a moral high ground and pretend like they're Christian or they're holier than thou, and they're having 1 million abortions a year? They're killing 1 million children a year. Liberals will kill more children in 6 years than in the Holocaust, than people that died in the Holocaust. So liberals are having a Holocaust of their own children every year. Oh, but they have the moral high ground, and they're Christian, and they're better than you. See, it's not even, I want to remove the politics. They're just killing innocent children. I mean, it's a heartbreaking thing.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids. So we're fed. You can get it from beet powder and other things. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. It's a natural blood pressure. In fact, I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
That was Dr. Judy Mikovits, top research scientist, without me even asking her, telling everybody how incredible this product is. And it's finally back in stock. Nitric Boost is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it doesn't just have the vasodilation, opening up your arteries and your veins to clean things out. It does so many incredible things. God gave us this compound. So many of the big things you see out there promoted in the media are based on the natural ingredients that are already in this product. So get your amazing Nitric Boost today at InfoWarsStore.com. You need to experience the health, the vitality, the stamina, the libido, everything that comes with Nitric Boost. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes.
Well, I'm not a scientist like you. What do these compounds do creating nitrous oxide? What does it do?
It relaxes the vasculature. So the clot will go through and not restrict. It allows it to relax. It lowers the blood pressure. Has the toxic synthetic lipid nanoparticles similar to the one in the COVID shot. Prior to the COVID shot, the deadliest vaccine, we saw athletes dropping dead on the field, passing out, falling down, all the things.
Yeah, why is it particularly the athletes?
Because they operate at oxygen max, capacity max. They're operating at such a high level in their mitochondria. This is an energy production, oxygen necessary disease.
So they create, that's what they're finding. They turbocharge the blood clots.
Yep. And ischemia, lack of oxygen. So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new products, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Nitric Boost, exclusively available, 40% off right now, in stock, ready to ship. Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com. Try it, support the InfoWar. It's a 360 win.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome, Queen. When I'm reelected, we will begin removing these criminals, these horrible people from our midst, and we'll end up doing it immediately. We're going to do it immediately.
All right, Trump had another massive rally like today in Racine, Wisconsin.
We're not going to live like this.
I actually meant to cover it live, and I got so embedded in the news, I forgot to do it. So, but we do have somebody on the line who was there in the beautiful lake town of Racine, Wisconsin, another big rally. But let's hear from Wild in Wisconsin, who was at it. Wild, what was it like?
Hey, Big O. Yeah, I was hugging the rail front row over there, got a selfie with Steve Scalise. And I, you know, I was concerned if, you know, Trump still has, he's getting a little old. His birthday was the other day, but he definitely has got that big dick energy, for sure.
Well, and, I mean, if you do a compare and contrast to Biden, it's not even close. But if Trump's age is a concern, he certainly still has the energy.
Yeah, and he, well, you know, had all the classic speech stuff. I told him to deport the trans people, and he really didn't talk much about the abortion stuff, which I thought was interesting. But you know, it was
well,
very
he's
good
laying
speech.
Off that for political reasons, so that's what it is.
Yep, and it was a little hot, but he wasn't sweating at all. He did a great job. I think he still has it. I think.
What do you think? What was the
go?
Turnout? How big was it? Racine is kind of a small little. For people that don't know, it's kind of a small little lake town. It's not really a too big of a city. Very nice area. How big was the turnout? Would you say?
Oh, it was packed. It was totally packed. But one thing I did notice for all the thousands and thousands of people that were there, they only had 3 metal detectors to let people in. If they like had 10 metal detectors, they could have got a lot more people into these rallies. The line goes really slow and. A lot of people didn't get in, but it was like sardines.
Wow. So, of course, another packed rally.
There were some protesters, maybe like 30 protesters.
Oh, anti-Trump?
Yeah, there was some anti-Trump
protesters. What are they protesting? What are they upset about?
It was weird. They were trying to go with like religious messaging when I was listening to them, which was kind of a weird angle, because, a lot of them are atheists and or
well, these are deranged, lunatic liberals we're dealing with, so don't try to make too much sense of what they do.
Yeah, and
other than they just hate you and want to deceive you. That's really all you can do. It's just, that's the only way to make sense of it.
Yeah, Racine here, also known as Racilla, is a pretty rough area too. They have a lot of crime down here, so it's kind of nice that he came to like some areas of Wisconsin that needs help with crime because he was right. Milwaukee having a horrible crime problem, and there's people unfortunately being preyed upon by the criminals here, and we need Donald Trump to set them straight.
Yeah, that was one of the Democrat deep fakes. They're the ones doing the cheap fake deep fakes. Wild, thanks for the update. They say, "Oh, Trump said Milwaukee's a horrible city." No, he was talking about crime. But I guess Democrats love crime because everywhere that they run the city, there's a lot of crime. So I guess they love crime, so that would bother them. All right, Wild, good to hear from you. Let's go to Kendra in Alabama. Kendra, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. So I'm calling in because I wanted to talk about the election. What I think is there's not going to be an election. So I think that they're going to stick with Biden, and they're going to put Trump in jail. So then Biden will continue to do what he does. And then right before the election, there's going to be a cyber attack, which will then cause massive power outages, which could be wherever Trump is in jail at, maybe give him a heart attack or something like that. And then after that, they're going to declare war on Russia, and then we will all be in martial law.
Well, you've really plotted this thing out, huh?
Yes.
Well, there's definitely going to be a cyber attack in our future. I don't know if they're gearing that up before the election, but they have done multiple Operation Polygon exercises where they simulate a cyber attack. Is that why you think that's the case?
Yeah.
Well, if that all comes true, we'll say Kendra in Alabama, we need to bring her in, and she needs to just start telling us the future.
Great. We'll have to see. I hope it doesn't happen like that, but I mean, it looks like that. But yeah, that was just the point I wanted to make. So,
well, and I guess that's certainly in the cards, Kendra. Thank you for the call. Them canceling the election is certainly in the cards. And that's so far fetched that we kind of forget about that, but it's definitely in the cards. Definitely in the cards. Let's go to Jonathan in Florida. Jonathan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Owen. Hey, glad to hear you guys are still on air. It's crazy because I was watching you. I was over visiting my mom, and she came in, and then she was ecstatic. She's like, "You're still on the air?" And it's so weird because at the beginning, she was a naysayer. She's like, "All those conspiracies, et cetera, et cetera." And I'm like, "No, look what they're saying." Hey, I can't lie. At the beginning, I thought it was all, I'm like, a bunch of madness. but then started cross-referencing a lot of you guys' stuff, and I'm like, wait, this is actually true? And I'm like, oh.
Well, and, you know, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but this is exactly what I was explaining earlier, and how it's really kind of affected my approach to this whole thing is, I mean, doing a three-hour talk show every day is not for everybody, especially when you when you're really focusing on politics or in an election cycle. But I've just learned that as more and more as my friends and family start to see the world as I see it, it's just keep telling the truth, keep staying, you know, on the high ground, if you will, keep your integrity and all that stuff, and eventually people come around. The truth has gravity, and eventually it gets you.
All right, and the main reason for my call is this whole thing with the Secret Service agent getting ran up on, and I'm like, maybe Trump needs to reevaluate his Secret Service.
Well, that was Biden's Secret Service, or maybe it was Obama's, but yeah, that's crazy.
I'm like, aren't they supposed to be the most attentive, like watching, like supposed to be down the block watching drones, everything, and I'm like, you getting jacked? I'm like, yeah, well, that had me kind of losing hope for a moment. I'm like, geez, if these guys that are supposed to protect the leader of the free world can't do their job, then are we screwed? We might be screwed in the bigger picture. I don't know. I was just like backing out 30,000 foot view down. Like, if these guys, their job's really important.
Yeah, an obvious thought process. Well, they won't even give RFK Jr. Secret Service. So, I mean, that just shows you, you know, where the Biden administration is at. I guess they want him to get hurt. Jonathan, thanks for the call. Let's go to Andy in Kansas. Andy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, yeah, I was wanting to talk to you about that money going over to Israel, that additional $19 billion again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm flabbergasted, like always, whenever I see him doing it, because as I've seen, like, with Ukraine and everything, there's no accountability where any of that money is going. They have no idea where it's going. So we could actually be sending money over to Israel, and they could be funneling it right into the Jewish NGOs that are invading
Bingo.
The country.
See, you just nailed it, and I actually think that's what goes on here. And this is how Israel ends up owning our Congress. We send all the aid over to Israel, which, by the way, they don't need it. They don't need the aid. But we send all the money over to Israel, and then what happens? Israel starts these lobbying groups that don't even have to register as foreign agents, and then they flush millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars into Congress and own Congress. It's a giant slush fund, 100%.
Exactly. And so I also did want to chime in on that Secret Service comment, you know, for Junior. I mean, if I was him, I'd be kind of happy that I don't have Secret Service protection, because look what it did for the rest of his family.
Well, I'll tell you, I guess that is another angle to that story. Andy, thank you for the call. I mean, at least the money in Israel is destroying their enemy. The money in Ukraine is doing nothing. By the way, I'm not celebrating what's going on in Israel, but it's just like, well, we got one segment left. Don't go anywhere.
When we came out with Nitric Boost 3 years ago, it was a sleeper product. I didn't even promote it. But as listeners began to use it, it has become one of our top selling products because of the incredible results they get. If you want to give your cardiovascular system a leg up, if you want to go in and help clean out and purify your blood, ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost is the way to go. You've heard Dr. Judy Mikovits talk about how it's an amazing formula. This is what she's recommended to people. Ladies and gentlemen, it does so many great things. Like, but you notice what happens in the morning. If you're a man, I feel like I'm 16 years old again.
When I was 16, I'd already had probably, I hate to brag, so I'm not bragging, it's actually shameful, probably 150 women or more. That's conservative.
Nitric Boost is simply amazing. It's great for women as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. But that is a limited time sale. But right now, it's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? Mmm, I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy By supplying me with BrainForce Ultra, I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. BrainForce Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in BrainForce Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
What do you make of the attempt to take January 6th, which we know was a federally provocateur event at many levels, there were also some useful idiots that got sucked into it, in my view, to now project on that, no, it's not radical Islam that's the big threat, it's not communist China that's the threat, it's the American people and patriots that are the threat, and with straight faces, the CIA has come out and said, oh, we believe a civil war has already begun. We're going to have to arrest all the leadership. I mean, this is what a real authoritarian takeover looks like historically.
The most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
The most lethal terrorist threat in the homeland, white supremacists.
The most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today, white supremacy is terrorism.
Can you speak to that with your historic understanding?
I expect something. Again, another distraction, I expect, because of what was staged on January 6th and what was staged up in Michigan to kidnap, the fake kidnapping of the governor up in Michigan, Whitmer. I think we're going to see staged events. I really do. I mean, I really do think that, do not put past this administration, but their thugs in some cases that they have access to, do not put it past them to stage something.
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And we'll take some more callers. You know, we talk about this phenomenon a lot, and we're starting to cross the threshold. Streaming topped broadcast and cable viewership by double digits in May. So I'm not sure if streaming has the impact politically, let's say, or if it doesn't narrow it down to news. It's more talking about entertainment, TV shows, and movies. So in that regard, no doubt, streaming has toppled broadcast television. I think that that's probably fair to say that we're never going back to that. Now, as far as news consumption and impact, I don't think we've crossed that threshold yet, but this is a sign that we're going to be there, no doubt. And that will truly change the game. Because the corrupt deep state establishment has really controlled the broadcast news paradigm probably for all of our lives. And they can't control everything on the internet. That's why they're so desperate for internet censorship. That's why they're so desperate to shut InfoWars off the internet. Because they know it's like the Wild West. And anybody can get millions of viewers, not just the corporate-controlled cable broadcast news. So that's big. That's big. The Boston Celtics won the NBA title last night, and the coach, Joe Mazzulla, who we've featured before when they tried to race bait him, he's a black coach, when they try to race bait him at these press conferences, he turns it right back on them every time. He wore a shirt last night in the post-game interviews. Let me thank God. Let me thank God. He also wears a crucifix on his sweater that he wears during the games. So nice to see that. Good for him. Mysterious monolith appears in Nevada desert, police say. There's actually images of it. I think this happened. Didn't this happen before a couple years ago? It's this giant monolith. And it's just a huge mirror, basically, like what you would see in Space Odyssey. And I guess some artist is just randomly putting these things in the desert every other year or so. Kind of cool. Kind of cool. Wouldn't you like to discover that and then touch it and go crazy like the monkeys in Space Odyssey? Very symbolic. Touch the monolith. See the monolith. Question the monolith. Expand your consciousness. Question your consciousness. So there it is. Looks about 15 feet high. Imagine climbing and seeing that. Yeah, there was the other one that they found. That one was triangle. The new one is rectangle. Maybe aliens put it there. Federal appeals court in D.C. set arguments for September over TikTok ban. So that's going to be a big one coming up in September, the TikTok ban. Well, it's a forced sale. It's a forced sale. It's not really a ban, but I guess they'll ban it if ByteDance won't sell it. Then they'll ban it because, you know, that's so free speech and free market, isn't it? All right. We take a couple more calls here before we sign off for the day. Let's go to Annie in Idaho. Annie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you? It's actually not Annie, but that's close enough.
I'm sorry, it's Ann. Is that right?
It's Pam.
Pam? Well, I'm going to have to beat my phone screener.
No.
Okay, no. Fine. I'll relieve him because of your question. All right, Pam, go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to, I've been trying to call in for a while. When I moved up here, I gave up TV. It's funny that you were mentioned streaming. I gave up TV and I just have internet TV. I'm not real high tech. And I knew about you guys. I started watching you guys and I've learned an awful lot in the last 4 months that I've been watching you. And my dad was a bircher back in the 60s. So I'm familiar with some of it, but I didn't really follow a lot. But I do want to apologize to Alex Jones in InfoWars because I didn't follow you guys. And I was kind of like, yeah, he's the tinfoil hat guy. And in the last 4 months, nope. He's right up there number one with me. So I did want to apologize for that. And I did want to touch on Biden and the amnesty for the kids if they go to college. Who's going to pay for that?
Well, you are.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they're going to get indoctrinated like the rest of them.
Bingo.
And then they're going to vote, well, for the commie party there for the rest of their life, and they've got free college.
You
free
got it. You figured it out. This is the Democrat tactic because they abort their own children, so they have to indoctrinate yours. I'm just curious, though. What internet streaming service do you watch us on?
I'm not high tech. I bought a Roku, best I can tell you.
Is it on Rumble or?
It's on Rumble.
Okay, so there you go. So you got the Rumble app on the Roku. Yeah, great way to watch us. I'm glad you came around. Your father was a John Bircher, and now you're watching InfoWars. Thank you for the call. And you know, I just got to say this, too, because the crew is what makes this show really a TV show. Really, my approach is more like a talk show, kind of broadcast radio. I mean, that's what I focus on. I mean, I don't really add too many elements or prepare like we would for a TV show. There's no teleprompters. We don't sit here and script out the show with timing and drops and flashes and flips and everything. I mean, so it's really more of a talk show format where it's stream of consciousness. I have 3 open hours. I decide what to fill it with. And then it's the crew behind me that really makes it worth it for you to actually watch. They're the ones pulling up all the news stories, all the clips, timing it all out, adding in their own elements. So that's why this is such an important operation here at InfoWars. So continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go to Bruce in California. Bruce, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, great job. The crew, great job. I am a 65-year-old white male living 10 miles outside of L.A., and
We lost you, Bruce. Are you still there?
I'm here. I'm here.
Go ahead.
I watch you guys on Cloud TV, K-L-O-W-D. It's a great show. Your crew is fantastic. I'm a 65-year-old male out here in Southern California, and I want to tell you, you do a great job. You're on to something. You still hear me?
You've been there the whole time. Go ahead.
You're on to something that's very important about staying consistent with your message, being it reasonable, fair-minded, and not the insanity that you get from these progressive liberals. We can parlay some things, too, and that's up to us to continue the good job that you do by sharing the links and things like that. But when you go to city council meetings and planning commission meetings, we have to stay consistent. Don't be distracted. Even though you guys were threatened to be closed down, we have to keep sharing the links and sharing the messages that are coming out. And I think the medical side of it, the EMTs that Alex was focusing on, is important because the local officials are trying to ignore what they've done during the lockdown, and I keep bringing them back.
Well, this is an interesting point you bring up, too, because I play the clip of Biden at the last presidential debate saying, oh, the laptop is fake. Oh, we never took any money. Obviously, all that stuff has been proven completely wrong. He should be totally illegitimate. Nobody should respect anything he says anymore. But this is a gigantic monster of corruption that we're dealing with, and there's a gigantic propaganda machine protecting it. Another example would be, and I see we have a couple callers on the line. I'm out of time for today, and I thank you for the call, Bruce. But, you know, Alex focused on this. I got a news story right here. New Zealand rugby star dies suddenly, heart problem. These are the healthiest athletes in the world. So here's the mainstream media telling you the vaccine, safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective, and then it ends up killing millions of people. That should be it. That should be – so the entire media should be discredited because of that. Joe Biden should be discredited because of the clip we played. But it's such a force of evil. It's so ingrained to trust these people that it's a gigantic monster of corruption and propaganda that we're up against. So you'd think that that'd be it for them, but it's not yet. So we stay here, we remain consistent, we continue to tell the truth, and InfoWars still on the air, and we'll be on the air tomorrow, so we'll take a 21-hour break till then. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalists. And people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarStore.com. And get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.